Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Mary Schlangenstein. The FAA is looking to tighten the rules on public charter airlines. So, Mary, let's start off with defining public charter airlines. They give an example like JSX, and JSX flies out of the Bay Area.
Right. So they fly smaller aircraft. They can fly up to 30 people per plane. But you don't go to the airport to go through the normal airport lines and security screening. They operate out of private hangars. And so you can show up like 20 minutes before your flight. They swab your bags. You walk through a weapons detector and then you just walk out and get right onto the plane. So they, you know, advertise that you can just come up 20 minutes before your flight, walk in, get on the plane, at, you know, you save all that time that you would have spent in security lines at the airport.
And it seems like it's beneficial for like business travelers, perhaps. I mean, it's not a cheap ticket, but it's not outrageous.
Right. Usually they're around the same as business class fares, maybe a little bit less. And you know, they have, as you said, limited flights, limited opportunities. You know, they don't have a lot of same-day frequencies flying the same route over and over. And so from that standpoint, there could be limitations for business. But we've talked to a number of business people that really like flying an operation like JSX.
So what is the FAA trying to do? There's a loophole that they're using?
Right. They're using two different certifications for airline operations. They, of course, say this is not a loophole, but critics do. And so what happened was last year the FAA came out and said these types of operations are just growing explosively. They're growing so fast and there are a lot of them coming into the business world. And so they felt like that rate of growth could pose potential safety and security hazards. So the FAA and the TSA both took that under review and have then come out with their recommendation for proposed changes.
And what kind of changes are they looking at? Like, for instance, they have to adhere to the same kinds of rules regarding, you know, how long pilots can fly or when they have to retire.
Right. They're basically saying they have to comply with the same safety rules as larger carriers, like, you know, your larger commercial airlines. Right now, airlines like JSX, they can use pilots who don't have the normally required 1,500 hours of flying experience. They can use pilots that are over 65, whereas normally commercial pilots have to retire at age 65. And they have some other differences in terms of training and things that they, you know, don't have to comply with. They're just less stringent requirements.
Have there been any problems, any security threats, anything, you know, as a result of these different rules?
There have not been, and that's one argument that JSX and their supporters have come out with is, you know, you don't have a history of there being security or safety problems with any of these airlines. And, you know, JSX says basically, you know, that they've put forward a really safe and secure operation, and so they've been fighting these changes.
Yeah, there is that thought, like, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. I mean, and if people didn't like it, they wouldn't fly it.
Right, and it has been particularly popular. I mean, if you look at JSX's growth rate, they have really grown fast and expanded their network, as well as the number of planes that they operate. And so it is a really popular service, but from the FAA's view, it's just not a secure enough operation.
Do we know how much any of these changes might cost airlines like that?
No, we don't know. Nobody's put a price tag on these changes. But, you know, for JSX to have to hire pilots that already have 1,500 hours of experience, you know, there was until just recently a pilot shortage. And even the commercial airlines, the regional carriers and the larger ones really struggled to get enough pilots. And so that would be a really huge change for the airline. Also, not being able to use the older pilots as well. It would just be much more difficult and probably increase their expenses quite a bit.
But how long might it take before, if there were to be any changes, might they be put into effect?
Well, the FAA said that they're going to take additional public comments on these proposals, but they said they would issue the new rule expeditiously, and they would seek some comment on, you know, how much time the industry might need to adjust and adapt to these changes before they actually made them requirements.
That is Bloomberg's Mary Schlangenstein. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS, and for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.